This is Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. Cross Hope is broadcast daily and shares 5 minutes of hope and encouragement from the Word of God. Our companion website is www.crosshope.org. Now, with today's uplifting message, here's Randy.
Well, the operative word this week on Cross Hope is the word endurance. The word endurance means the ability or capacity to carry on in spite of stuff in your life. It's in spite of fatigue, I endure. In spite of defeat, I endure. In spite of setbacks, I endure. That's what the Apostle Paul talks to a young minister about named Timothy. All this week in 2 Timothy as we continue the series called Last Words of the Apostle Paul. God bless you. If you are familiar with what's called still life painting, you're familiar with an artist by the name, American artist, of John James Audubon. His paintings are known as Audubon paintings. You may have one. You may have seen prints like that. He wrote this about the subject matter of today, the key word, as Kevin mentioned, endurance. He said, "I ate no meat. I lived chiefly on fruits, vegetables, and fish. Never drank a glass of spirits or wine until my wedding day." He got married at age 10. No, that's a joke, that part of it. "But he never drank a glass of spirits or wine until my wedding day. To this I attribute my continual good health, iron constitution, and my endurance." Isn't that interesting? Just eating fruits, vegetables, and fish, and never drank a glass of wine until he got married. He doesn't talk about how much he drank after getting married, but that's another story. He's talking about physical endurance. But today, this day, I want to talk to you about spiritual endurance. Endurance is the ability to live with what you can't change. And for some of you, and I do not mean this sarcastically for one second, I really mean it, for some of you, endurance is living with a person you can't change. And living with a financial situation that seemingly you can't change. Living with a health condition that you can't change. And I want to share with you right at the beginning that God gives a gift called endurance. It's something that He gives. You and I don't have what it takes to endure anything or much of anything, but God gives the gift of endurance, and I believe that with all my heart. William Barclay said, "Endurance is not just the ability to bear a hard thing, but to turn it into glory." To turn it into glory. It's a spiritual gift to take something negative that you've had to endure and say, "I'm going to turn it into something that glorifies God and glorifies my relationship with Him." Michael Novak said, "We really feel happier when things look bleak because you see, hope is endurance. Hope is holding on and going on and trusting in the Lord." I think he's right. Today we're going to talk about something that's defined this way, the ability of an organism to exert itself and remain active for a long period of time, as well as the ability to resist, withstand, recover from, and have immunity to trauma, wounds, or fatigue. It's called endurance. And the Lord says, we have been called. You and I are called to endurance. This is one of few times in the Bible that we have a hint of listening to the words of a hymn. But Bible scholars believe the passage I'm going to read to you today was actually the words to a hymn in the early church. It's just 3 verses long. I want to read it today because it has something to say to you about endurance and several other things. It goes like this in verse 11. "Here is a trustworthy saying. If we died with Christ, we will live with Him. If we endure, we will also reign with Him. If we disown Him, He will also disown us." Does that really mean that? Yeah, Matthew 10:23, Jesus said, "If you deny me before people, I will deny you before the Father in heaven." One of the most frightening thoughts in all of Scripture. If we are faithless, He remains faithful. Get the irony of that. If we are faithless, He remains faithful, for He cannot disown Himself. He cannot disown Himself.
You've been listening to Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. For more information about this ministry or to re-listen to any message heard on this broadcast, go to our website at crosshope.org. Be sure to join us at this same time each weekday or listen at www.crosshope.org. Cross Hope is listener-supported and is produced by Cross Hope Ministries, Incorporated.